Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Hello and welcome to Women on the Rise. My name is Patricia King. I have with me Michelle Burkett, and we are leaders in the Women in Ministry Network. If you're a woman in ministry and you're serving God with all your heart in whatever capacity, we'd love to invite you to be part of our network. Go to patriciaking.com and look at the tab for Women in Ministry Network, W-I-M-N, and you can find out more information about that. Today, our program is all about how to run with the vision. Has God given you a vision? If not, He wants to give you one. Because without vision, we perish. And I've discovered that one of the components for successful ministry and life has to do with receiving vision from God and then going for it. You know, Michelle, oftentimes people will say, I have a vision, but they never put legs to it.
Right.
And if you never put legs to the vision, if you never start applying and working toward that vision, it'll never come to pass.
Right.
You know, we can't just sit back and expect the vision to manifest because God wants us to partner with Him for the fulfillment of that vision.
He's so excited to partner with us, right?
Yes.
And, you know, when you've got the big picture, you've really got to then come back and say, okay, that's my big picture. Now, what are my little steps in order
right.
to get to the big picture?
Right.
And when we're talking about running with your vision, you know, I forgive the football analogy,
right.
but I see, you know, a football in hand, and we've been given the handoff, right?
Yeah.
And we see a goal down there, but we've got to get to that goal 10 yards at a time.
Yeah.
And those 10
so
yards,
good.
there might be battles on those 10 yards, but it's all to purpose.
Oh, it's so good, Michelle. And that just brings a point up in my heart for that might help many of you that are watching is that sometimes like, and it's good to have big vision, dream big. Okay. Have a big vision, but if you're just waiting for the big vision to come to pass, you might have a bit of a struggle with that because I found that with my big vision, for example, I have a big vision to see modern day slavery annihilated in our lifetime.
Right.
The thing is for me to sit back and just wait for that to happen, or how do I put my teeth into that one?
Keep visioning.
Right? You know, I can keep envisioning, but it's not going to get the job done.
Right.
So what we did is we started one little component at a time. We started with prayer meetings, raising up intercessors to pray against anti-trafficking. We went and did an outreach right in the field where there was children being trafficked. And then we grew from there, started doing schools and building an outreach center. And we just kept building one vision upon a vision upon a vision at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing all those little visions filling the bigger vision. So it's coming into fulfillment, one little component at a time.
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage a lot of you that are watching, because I think that many of you have seen yourself doing great things in God, and it hasn't come to pass yet. And that might be one reason why it hasn't come to pass yet, is because you've got the big vision, but you need to start with a small vision that is, you know, that can be fulfilled so that you can measure the success of that. And then you put that inside the blueprint for the big vision, and then go the next one until the vision is full. Amen. So I think that's going to help someone. But we want to feature today a dear friend of mine and also a very strategic member of our network and in our global leadership of Women in Ministry Network, Women on the Front Lines. And that is Dr. Cindy Stewart. Now, Cindy is a life coach, a spiritual coach, an executive coach. She has been in the corporate world, very successful in the corporate world. She's also a pastor. And she's one of the most well-rounded people that you will ever meet. She's so full of wisdom. Yeah. She's so lovely. She has so much love operating in her life. And she has some gems to share with you. She wrote a book on how to fulfill your vision, how to get a hold of your vision and run with it. She'll tell you more about that book within her clip. But it is my honor to introduce you, Dr. Cindy Stewart.
Hi, Patricia. Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm super excited about Women on the Rise and all you guys who are watching today. I want to share a few tips of how do you take your vision and your dreams and go forward, bringing them into reality. And just as a reminder, I want you to remember you are God's dream. His dream is to partner with you for your success in bringing your dreams into reality. Okay? So here are five small steps you can take every single day to build momentum in bringing your dreams into reality. The first step is choose one focus. In our busy lives, we get distracted, but when we choose that one thing that's burning in our heart, and we focus on it, not the other things, but just that one thing. I'll give you a great example. Let's just say you want to write a book. Well, maybe your one focus for that day is for every day is to just brainstorm just words and thoughts and ideas that you'd like in that book. And that doing it every single day will build on the next. The next thing is be consistent. You know, I do it like an appointment in my calendar. So I write down, like if I was going to start a book, I would write down maybe 9 to 9:15. Okay, I'm going to brainstorm what I want in my book. And I continue to do that until I feel like I've brainstormed that out. So be consistent every day with that one small thing, that one small focus. And then number three is track your progress. See how you're doing. For me, what I do is I will review the week that has just ended to see how far along I was able to get. And that helps me set up what I need to do the following week on this one focus. So I would encourage you, just track your progress. Check it off. I was able to do this week. Whoops, my schedule was interrupted, so I missed this part. So I want to make sure I get this consistently in my schedule next week. So make sure you track your progress. Number four, learn to take risk. Now, when we're being pushed outside of our comfort zone, it is sometimes hard to take that extra risk, but that's how we grow. We take a risk, we learn by what works, we learn by what doesn't work, and we're able to build because we were able to risk. And when we risk and succeed, we're able to risk more. So I encourage you to take risk. And number four is celebrate your victories. That's the most important thing. At the end of every day, just celebrate. Gosh, I was able to get this accomplished and that accomplished. And wow, I spent 5 minutes just brainstorming about my book and it was amazing. So celebrate your accomplishments, your victories. I think it's the most important step. So in closing, when you follow these five steps, you will see your dreams realized right before your eyes. And I have a little extra tool if you need it. I've developed a quiz, which will show you where you are on your journey and maybe some steps you might need to take, as well as a book, God's Dream for Your Life, which you can go to my website, cindy-stewart.com, and get both of them. Bless you guys. I love y'all. And I know success is right in your hand. So go for it.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Oh, isn't it a blessing that we can have people who have gone through all the training and and seasoning and everything and teach us?
Yes.
And, you know, we have women in our Women in Ministry Network who are so seasoned, like Dr. Cindy Stewart and like our next guest, that are willing to pour out to us and give us the keys that we need. And Michelle, I am surprised at how many people grow up without those tools. You know, they just don't have the tools. And so they've got a vision, but they don't know how to run with it. They don't know how to get started with it. And that might be you. But, you know, God wants you to have people in your life and tools in your hand that will be able to help you and support you in the fulfillment of your vision. So that you'll know how to receive a vision and you'll know how to run with it and be fruitful in your life. And so I just want to pray, especially for those of you that have felt like, man, I've never had anyone in my life to help me. I feel that in my spirit. There's someone watching right now and that you're feeling that way. You feel like a spiritual orphan sort of thing because you've had no one in your life to come alongside of you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just break the power of that orphan assignment in Jesus' name. And I pray for the mentorship anointing to come down upon those ones where they will be mentored by you, Lord God, and that also you will bring people into their life to help them and tools into their life to help them in Jesus' powerful name. And I just want to say that I love mentoring people. I love pouring out what God has put in my heart. I love giving to you. In fact, about a year and a half or maybe 2 years ago now, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to put into curriculum everything that I've taught you over the years. So I've put them in mentorship courses for the A-Team. And you can join that online A-Team mentorship program. It's very easy. You'll be sent a brand new course every single month that has tools and equipment in it. And you're worth it. You're worth making the investment into that. And there's worksheets in there and applications so that you can take the things that you're learning and put them into practice. And I also offer you a Facebook group that you can join. It's exclusive only to those that I mentor. And we have input into that Facebook numerous times a week and a Q&A session once a month. And so it's wonderful. You have people praying for you every day. It's a wonderful mentorship. And so people who have said, you know, I wish I had a mentor. I wish I had someone that could speak into my life and give me the tools that I need. It makes it so easy because it's online. You can do it on demand whenever your schedule allows you to glean from it. And so just go to Patricia King mentor.com or Patricia King, just patriciaking.com. You can see it there. It's called the A-Team Online Mentorship. Now, Michelle, you as a director in our network, you have organized a structure in our Women in Ministry Network, where when women join the network, they have a group around them that they can fellowship with and get encouraged by.
Yes, we try to make those as regional as possible because one of the heartbeats of the network is connection and relationship. Mm-hmm. So Cindy Stewart, who we just saw, is one of our regional leaders. Mm-hmm. She's got some Florida and Georgia. And our next guest also, Rhonda Katabjian, is another one of our leaders in the network. And Rhonda comes from a corporate world. She was a CEO, a successful CEO in the corporate world, and had a vision. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about what that looks like when God gives you a vision, and maybe there's a little bit of delay, and what it looked like for her. She has Royal Business Consulting.
Yeah, and I think she's an awesome woman of God.
She really is.
We so appreciate her, and she has such fervor in her heart for the Lord and for those who don't know the Lord yet.
She's a beautiful servant.
And again,
these women who are so willing to pour into other women and to serve the Women in Ministry Network.
I just want to boast on all of our women.
I know, I'm so proud of them.
They are quality women. Oh my goodness. And of course, again, we want to say we would love to have you in the network because we're seeing a great company of women raised up to proclaim the glad tidings, to fill the earth with the knowledge of the glory. God's raising it up. We're helping gather the people to Him so that we can serve His purposes in these great days of harvest. So we're going to
Let's hear Rhonda Katabjian with Royal Business Consulting.
Hi, Patricia and Michelle. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm so excited about this message of running with your vision. You know, the Lord gave me a vision about 5 years ago. And when He you know, put it in my spirit, the vision that he had, which was actually to start a consulting company that ministers to leaders in today's business world. I did write it down. In fact, I got 12 books from the library and started writing a business plan. However, that vision didn't come to pass till the Lord's appointed time. And that was about almost 2 years later. But what was really encouraging to me during that time was the words from Habakkuk 2. And what it says, I'd like to just read it to the listeners here. Habakkuk 2:2 says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly on tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily. And as he hastens by, for the vision is yet to come for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end fulfillment, and it will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day." The Lord wanted me to share that verse with our listeners today because as the Lord gave me that vision for becoming a consultant actually to business leaders, it was 2 years later that the Lord pulled me out of my corporate job and actually had me start Royal Business Consulting. Had I not understood the word of God about the visions that he gave me and the words that say that it will not delay, I could have been very discouraged and said it will never come to pass. But that is not how the Lord operates. Amen. He operates in a manner that when he gives you a vision, it will come to pass. So I want to encourage the listeners today that if God has given you a vision, make sure you write it down. You know, the word of God is a two-edged sword, and he wants to encourage and empower you as a woman to eat up the word so that that vision he gave you can be ignited in your spirit because he has a destiny and a plan for you. My business that started, Royal Business Consulting, has been really to encourage and uplift leaders. You know, during this time of being sitting with the Lord after he pulled me out of my corporate job, he actually also had me launch 3 books that are to ignite and encourage the body of Christ. Now, everything he's given me has been a vision that I've run with. Now, how do I run with it? I keep my eyes on Jesus. So if you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will also be able to run with the vision that he gives you. God bless you today as you run with the Lord and look to him for all things.
Rhonda, that was so good. Thank you. And, you know, I was chuckling a little bit because Rhonda was talking about those 2 years before her vision came to pass. And I was thinking, there's probably some of you that are like, 2 years, I'll take 2 years, right? And because some of you have had a vision that God has given you and it has felt like it has been a long time coming. And Patricia, I don't know of anyone who's been given a vision that they're able to just jump into immediately because a vision is always bigger than what we are right now.
Exactly. And also, we just want to encourage our viewers too, is that a vision involves process in its fulfillment.
That's where I was going.
And the process is very important, isn't it? Because that's what grooms your character. Like, you know, I work with grooming a lot of younger generation ministers and that. And so they'll get the vision of where God wants to take them. But like if you're on a big platform right away and, you know, you're ministering in a level of anointing, that level of anointing and the grooming of your character and even walking through the different obstacles where your faith has to build might not be ready for that platform.
Able to sustain it.
Yeah, you need to go through the process because every part of the process is important. And same with business. Like, if you get given too big a business too fast, like, I'll give you an example. When Shirley Seeger and I started xpmedia.com, we started with a small group of investors. We had very little financial support up front, but we took the little bit that we had and we were good stewards. We worked hard and we worked well. There was a lot of things that we had to overcome. We had the vision for global distribution of media. That was a big vision, but we had a lot of things to work through. We had warfare to overcome. We had different practical things that we had to get straight that we thought were going to go easy, but they were programming issues that took time to sort out. I was so glad that we didn't start out big because we had an ability to grow while we had a smaller group of people involved so that we could work out all the glitches in that. At the same time, almost the same time we started XP Media, there was a young group of passionate believers, great people, and they were given over $1 million startup, over $1 million, and doing the same thing, building a distribution network. They went through that $1 million in less than a year.
Wow.
And never really did succeed in their launch.
Wow.
And I think it was because it was just too much, too fast, and they didn't go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't be concerned if it feels like forever, and it feels like, you know, you might be even in ministry and you're discouraged because you see yourself with this, you know, great platform of ministering to the masses, and right now it's hard for you to get 10 people in your living room, right? You just treat those 10 people in your living room like they are the masses, and pour God into each and every one of them, and let that vision grow, and work out what needs to be worked out in you in that process, and that's very, very important.
It is. God doesn't dangle a carrot and then jerk it away.
No,
right?
Absolutely.
So when He's given the vision, He's entirely capable of bringing it to fulfillment and directing your path and your steps and what needs to happen for your growth to be able to sustain it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, God's more concerned about us and our not falling apart, our being successful in the who of who we are and why we're in this earth, even more so than the vision that He's given us. He's concerned about who we are.
Who we are, exactly. One of the things that I love to do is help young ministers and young business leaders and that just grow and get the core values that they need within their heart and the skills that they need to become successful. And it's because in every stage of that vision, and the visions are exciting. They are exciting. And when you receive them, it seems like they're in the now. And you can start stepping into it right away as the Lord gives you your first step. But remember that there's patience that is needed to endure through it. But when you get a vision, build it well. Just be determined to build it well. And that's what I love helping people with and what our network loves to help people with. And so as we wrap up right now, Michelle's going to make a decree over you in a moment. But as we wrap up, I just want to again say that if you're interested in getting some good mentorship or some good programs, teaching that you can have on this, I have a teaching. It's called 8-Month Mentorship. It's a video teaching that goes into your identity, your purpose, helps you discover it, and how to wait on God for a vision, how to fulfill the vision. And it's an 8-month course that's online. Just go to xpmedia.com or patriciakingmentor.com and you can find out more information about that. But also I have available the A-Team online mentorship program, which is where you will get numerous teachings every month, a new teaching that will build skill on the inside of you. It makes investment into your core, gives you equipping tools that will help you be successful. And then plus, of course, it's got the interaction within the Facebook group that's exclusive only to those that I mentor, plus a Q&A session once a month, plus daily prayer. So you can go on patriciaking.com, find out more information about that. Just go to the A-Team mentorship link and you can find out more information. So Michelle, you have got a decree for us.
For running with your vision, yes. You are alive with vision and pregnant with promise. Your future is bright and full of hope, an abundant life beyond what you could imagine. You will acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and He will make your path straight. What God has begun in you, He will see it to completion. And as you delight in the Lord, for He is working on your behalf to give you the desires of your heart, to reach forward to what lies ahead and press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Wonderful. I love it. That's a powerful word. And that word was proclaimed over you. Why? Because God has already determined your success. He didn't create you for failure. He didn't create you for frustration. He created you for fulfillment and fruitfulness, success in everything that you put your hand to. And that's what we are committed to seeing take place in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.